The Art of Self-Belief, Building Your Confidence from the Ground Up. Woo, I love this topic. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to this week's episode of It Takes Grit. First of all, thank you so much for all of the love and support. If you have not already shared this podcast with somebody that you love, well, then you clearly don't love them enough. I am encouraging you and challenging you today to share this episode with somebody that you love, that you admire, and that you want to help them just become 1% better every single day because you know that they haven't even touched on their full trajectory. All right, we're talking all things confidence today, and one of the biggest things that I see when I'm helping my ambassadors, I'm helping people with the Burn Method, is confidence, right? If we don't have confidence, we don't feel very motivated. You can feel that, right? You can feel the heaviness of it. Like when we don't feel confident, we feel everything goes. But the biggest thing to having confidence is, I want you to remember this word, is energy. If your energy is low, you're not going to have much confidence at all. You're just not. You're going to question things. You're going to be living in fear. You're going to be living in self-doubt. You're going to be indecisive. But when your energy is high, and what that means is you've got yourself into peak state. After a workout, how do you feel? You feel invincible. After a Zoom call with me, how do you feel? You feel invincible, right? How do you feel, you know, once you've, you know, been able to lift a new weight? How do you feel when you've gone outside for some fresh air? Well, how do you feel when you've been rebounding, when you're on a power play, when you've, you know, done 10 stair jumps, when you're in a cold shower, a cold plunge? How do you feel? You feel confident because your energy is up. So the first thing of building your confidence from the ground up is your energy. So ask yourself right now on a scale of 1 to 10, where is your energy at? Because if it is below a 7, well, below an 8, you're a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what strategy or tool I give you, if your energy isn't high, you will not execute and you will not build your confidence. Because confidence and self-belief all comes from the state of mind that you are living in, okay? State of mind of everything, peak state, right? That high energy, that high vibration. When you're in that, you feel invincible, you feel powerful, you feel like you can do anything, you feel courageous, you feel bold, you feel brave. That is the foundation. And building your confidence comes from the energy. So you gotta ask yourself, like, well, if my energy is so low right now, I'm not surprised that my confidence is bad. I'm not surprised that I don't have much confidence. Your confidence will lack and it will waver when you are feeling tired. Just think about it. I mean, this isn't even complicated. This isn't a tool or a strategy or even money you have to spend on anything. You just need to get your energy up. Now, we're going to talk more in detail about, you know, how to forgive yourself and how to let go and affirmations and believing you're worthy. But what I really want to hone in on the beginning part of this podcast is how your energy affects your confidence. Like on a whole other level that you probably don't even get right now because you're in a low energy and you're like, well, I'm just never going to have any self-belief. I'm never going to have any confidence. Okay. That mindset, where does that thinking come from? That thinking comes from low energy. After you've done a workout with me, after you've been on a Zoom call with me, where's your energy at? Your energy is like a 9 or a 10. And then how are you feeling about yourself? You have belief in yourself and you have confidence. So it literally starts the foundation and creating the building blocks of building your confidence and self-belief all comes from that energy. So that's what we're going to work on. First of all, how do you get your energy up? Are you fueling your body? Are you breathing? Are you hydrating? Are you getting enough rest? Are you getting enough sleep? What are you doing in the morning? Are you getting grateful? These are the things that are going to increase your confidence because you're going to be in the right state and mind of thinking the right way. Okay, so important there. We want to start off with that energy. Next thing is, You don't have to do something huge to build confidence. It's not like, okay, yeah, Rebecca, you climbed Mount Everest and now you have confidence. No, it didn't start with climbing Mount Everest. I didn't just, you know, get on a plane and go all the way to Everest and climb it. How did I build my confidence to get there? I had to do small things along the way. I trained on a treadmill. I went to the Alps. I did ice climbing. I went to Ecuador on a training trip. You see, those were the small moves that created the bigger confidence for me to go to Everest. I remember one of my first trips to Ecuador. It was, you know, the second mountain that we were climbing. It was the first time I'd really like been in snow and crampons and climbing, and I didn't have the right boots on. My feet were freezing, and we ended up coming back down because my feet were so cold. And I remember saying to the guide, "Do you think I can climb Everest?" And he said, "Yeah, I think you can. We just need to find the right boots." But I had a fear and a doubt, not just a small one, huge. But guess what? It was the next day making a small change. So the next day I wasn't climbing Everest. Let's just be real here. I just didn't climb this mountain in Ecuador. I didn't just go, you know what? That's it. I guess I'm never going to be able to climb Mount Everest. No, all I said to myself was, hey, I need to get better boots. So guess what? The next day we went and found myself some better boots so that my feet weren't cold. And then the next day we were successful and we summited the most beautiful mountain, with this open of a volcano, and it was incredible. But it was a small change, changing my boots. Some of you guys are making these, thinking that you have to do something so massive to get your confidence up. Thinking that like you're going to have to like climb Mount Everest to get the confidence. No, it's in the small moves that create the bigger confidence. It was changing the boots that made me more confident to go back out into Ecuador and climb again. It was completing that mountain that gave me more confidence that I could get to Everest. It was then going to the Alps. What are the things that are giving you more confidence? Even when I started out on YouTube, I didn't know I was going to have a fitness app. But what did I do? I kept posting workout videos. And I kept getting better at posting workout videos. And then I got the confidence to be like, hey, maybe people would like this on a 30-day program. And it was on a website. It was on Squarespace. Everybody was actually having the same password because I didn't know how to like set up a separate password for everybody. And then it evolved more. Then it evolved in everybody's logins. Then it evolved into an app. But it was those small moves that made me have the confidence to get have an app. I didn't just wake up and be like, you know what, I'm going to create an app. No, it was 5 years of YouTube before I had the app. And now it's morphed into this other beautiful app. And now we've got the burn method. And it just keeps evolving. But these small moves that you're going to make are going to create the confidence. If you're starting anything, brand new business, what are the small things that you're doing daily that are going to create the bigger confidence? You don't get the confidence first. You have to build it. It's like a building block. It's like a house. You've got the bricks coming in. But if you don't do the foundation, if you don't lay the foundation of doing the work, you can't put the windows in. You can't put the paint on the walls. You can't decorate the house. You can't put the flooring in. You can't put rugs in. You can't put plants in. You have to start with the foundation first. It's not all just going to come onto your lap. So we build the confidence of the big things in the small things. It's actually in the small things that make it happen. It's not one of those big things. So I want you to think right now, what's a couple of things that you're like, you know what, I'm really focused on, you know, this one big goal. I want to hit this position at work. I want to hit this position here, or, you know, I want to achieve this. Great. But what are the small things that you want to do daily that are going to help you get that big goal? Because it's not, it's yes, you can have the big goal and the vision and all of that stuff, but the confidence and building that self-belief that you can make that big goal comes from the things that you are doing daily. Okay, so things that you are doing daily. So you gotta grow your mind like you grow your muscle, right? I spoke about this in another podcast, but I want to emphasize this again because it is so important, right? To build my bicep, I've got to lift weight. I've got to lift weights and lift weights and lift weights and eat protein and fuel my body and rest. There's multiple things that happen to actually build this muscle. Because to build the muscle bigger, what you're actually doing is you're taxing and tearing, you're breaking down all of your muscle fibers so that they can build back bigger and stronger. Your brain is no different. Your mindset, your brain is a muscle that you need to grow and stretch. And sometimes it's going to feel like your brain is stretching just like the muscle. And you're like, oh my gosh, my brain feels like it is taxing and tearing and breaking down because I'm being put through a life challenge. Yes. And then guess what? You get to do the work to build that brain bigger and stronger than it's ever been before. But without the challenge, the brain wouldn't have broken down and taxed and teared for you to be able to do the work to build it back stronger and better. Just like your muscle. Your brain is a muscle too that you get to work. If you're working out your muscles for 6-7 days a week, but you're not doing the same thing for your brain, of course your self-belief isn't going to grow. Of course your confidence isn't going to grow because you're not building the muscle to help it grow. It's impossible. How does my bicep grow? Not by just doing nothing. It grows by lifting a heavy weight that pushes me, that strengthens me, that challenges me. Life's challenges are just the same as lifting a heavy weight to build your bicep muscle. The problem is that when people go through life challenges, they don't feed their mind the right information. They don't fuel it the right sources to be able to help it to grow. It's like working out your bicep muscle and then not eating protein after you work out. It's like working out your bicep muscle and not eating the right nutrition. It's like working out your bicep muscle and not giving it rest to repair. Your brain is exactly the same. So if you want to build self-confidence and if you want to build that self-belief inside of yourself, when life happens for us, it's all about how you can repair your brain. And you don't repair it by putting negative stuff in there. You put it in there by going great affirmations of, I've got this, I can, I'm powerful. You would not feed your bicep muscle a McDonald's, would you? So why would you fill your brain with crappy mind fuel? Because you wouldn't fuel your bicep with crappy food to be able to have it to grow. So what are you putting up here? When life challenges happen for you, are you coming at it with, I'm going to become more positive, more powerful, more brave, more bold? Or are you going, oh, this is too tough. Life just is, you know, I just need to take out. No, that doesn't build this mindset up here. This doesn't build this brain. This doesn't build the growth. It does not build self-confidence and it does not build self-belief. So just like you build that muscle in your arm or your biceps, your abs, your glutes, wherever it is, it's the same thing up here. I hope that I've really hammered that home because I think that so often we forget that our mind is a muscle that we need to grow and we need to fuel with great mindset tools, with great mind nutrition, just like we would our bicep. We also have to forgive ourselves. Some of you guys are holding on, you know, to something that, you know, happened in the past and you are allowing that to trash your dreams going forward. Well, I can't do this because this person did this to me. Well, I can't do this because I'm going through this life challenge. Well, I can't do this because I can't. That is going to destroy your soul. It's going to destroy your goals. It's going to destroy your self-belief. It's going to destroy your confidence because you are putting the control that somebody else is in control of your life. You're giving that person permission that they are in control of your life and that they are the ones that are stopping you from getting to where you want to be. Nobody, let me make this clear, nobody is stopping you from getting to where you want to be apart from yourself. For whatever choices that you've made, for whatever decisions that you've gone through with, that is going to have an impact on your self-belief and your self-confidence. But guess what? You can change all that. You can change that today by letting go of the past, by letting go of things that aren't serving you, by letting go of people that aren't meant to be in your life and holding onto that friction. Think of all the resistance that you're feeling right now. What if you let that go? What would that do to your self-confidence and your self-belief? It would skyrocket. So let's think right now, like what is it that you need to forgive yourself for? Maybe you made a bad mistake, or you said something, you did something and you shouldn't have done it. What if you just made amends right now? What if you just let that go, because all of that tension on your shoulders and everything you are carrying with you right now is weighing you down. It's going to affect your self-esteem. You're going to feel insecure until you let that go. So forgive yourself for the things that, you know, that are in the past. Let that go. Because if you hold on to it, you'll never be able to get to exactly where you want to be. And that confidence is never going to be where it could be to help you reach all of your goals. And then say affirmations to yourself. You might feel silly, you might feel stupid, but they work, because we attach a meaning to words, right? Someone the other day was like, this is hard. I was like, well, tell me more about that. What is hard? Okay, well, if we think something is going to be hard, guess what? Oh, it becomes hard. If you say, this is going to be fun. You see the difference? Hard. Fun. Hard. Fun. You attach a meaning to a word and a theme around it and an emotion. So every time you go, this is going to be really hard, what happens? Oh, it feels really hard. It's really hard. But if it's like, you know what? This is going to be fun. This is new. This is challenging, but I'm excited. Those things are going to change your brain on the way that it thinks, and it's going to give you more self-confidence. It's going to give you more self-belief. When you say this is going to be fun, does your confidence go up or down? Up. When you say it's going to be hard, does your confidence go up or down? Down. So language becomes our experience. Whatever we say becomes. And so what words are you attaching with certain things that are bringing your belief in what you can do down, purely on the way that you are talking to yourself? Which is why affirmations are so key. They are so important to your own personal growth, to say over and over, I got this, I'm strong, I'm brave, I'm proud, I'm courageous, I'm passionate, I'm empathetic. What are those words that you're saying to yourself? Because if you're saying, this is really challenging, this is hard, I can't do it, I'm not enough, they are the words that are coming out of your mouth. You have to work on rewiring that. And I know it's tough, right? It's not easy just to say, I'm going to start doing it. But this is why the It Takes Grit podcast is here, because it's about reprogramming your brain to think that way, to think a different way. It can happen. It just takes work. Like I started this whole thing off at the beginning with working your brain. If you skip a podcast episode, if you skip your personal development each day, it's going to feel more challenging. But I promise you, when you put in the work, just like you're putting in the work with your body and your workouts, and you put in the work with your mindset, this is where the biggest shift is going to happen. So I'm excited for you guys to really build up that confidence and the self-belief by simply changing a few things on the way that you are talking to yourself and the way that you think about how your muscle in your brain works. Great job for joining me today. Remember to share this podcast with somebody that you love and that you know that would just feel amazing after listening to this. Of course, you can follow us on the It Takes Grit podcast on Instagram as well, and connect with me on Instagram, Rebecca Louise Fitness. Love you guys so much. Awesome job, and I'll see you next time.